The commissioners are mulling an alternate 12-team playoff expansion model. The debate over eight appears over. Yes. Good. It doesn't get you anywhere. It doesn't do anything. Right? The last time I heard those words were after our staff meeting. No. Is it this easy? Okay. At their meeting last week, we had Heather Dinich on last week, right? And Heather was in Dallas. A group of conference commissioners introduced a new alternate 12-team postseason model. Now, the original one said the six highest-ranked conference champions get in. And I think that opens up the door for not just a Cincinnati in this particular case, or maybe it's a BYU. Well, not a BYU, because obviously they're independent, but like Coastal Carolina last year. Just to get that extra... Instead, here's what they're proposing. They are introducing what is... Now, let's go back 11 months ago. Once we get to bowl season, so it was right before Christmas I brought this up, right? And I said, Penn State had just finished their season. They just had won the last game. So I started talking about the playoffs because it was going into Christmas week and so forth. And by the way, speaking of Christmas week, Talk to Santa begins. Is it going to be the Friday after Thanksgiving?
It is Monday the 29th.
Monday the 29th. In the world of radio, it is the most wonderful item I hear every single year. It is what radio is supposed to be about. Local, grassroots, and I love it. So we were going through, obviously, that particular time. And I talked about that I thought it should be 5+1. Conference champions from the Power 5 conferences and then one additional automatic qualifier. That's a conference champion. When they came out with this top six conference champions, at first, I remember I said at first, geez, I don't know. What about the Power Five, blah, blah, blah. But you know what? As it went along, I saw the wisdom in it. Oregon wouldn't have made it last year under that. And, I thought to myself, you know what? I like that. But this is what's been proposed. The College Football Playoff Management Committee, the 10 FBS commissioners and Notre Dame Athletic Director Jack Swarbrick discussed the alternate proposal, term 5+1. In the same meeting, commissioners agreed to continue reviewing several other 8-team models, though they are considered now long shots. They will not get unanimous support, and you need unanimous support. The alternate proposal is yet the latest wrinkle. A subcommittee of commissioners announced a 12-team proposal that faced pushback from the alliance. Pac-12, Big Ten, ACC, blah, blah, blah. At least two members of the alliance introduced the alternate 12-team format. The Pac-12 is open to any of these three formats, including a 12-team proposal and an 8-team proposal. Well, if it's 5+1, that's fine. I don't care if it's 5+1. Still has six other bids in there. And I think this is, get it going. The commissioners are expected to meet again December 1 and 2 in Dallas. So that's after the regular season. So it's in between the regular season and the conference championship games. They're looking at one. Remaining four teams through 2025, which is the last year of the CFP contract with ESPN. Two. They could approve the subcommittee's 12-team format. 3. Or they could approve the alternate 12-team model that guarantees the Power 5 champions. Any approved proposal needs to be okay by the College Football Playoff Board of Managers, a group of presidents, and the ultimate decision makers in the process. One athletic director said, quote, it's one of two. It's either 12 or it's back to 4. They are on a deadline. They have about 2 months here to either settle this format so it can be implemented by 2024 or shelve any expansion until 2026. The majority of the commissioners, by the way, do favor the subcommittee's 12-team proposal. The model features buys for the 4 highest-ranked conference champions, while the other 8 teams play first-round games at campus locations of the higher seed. However, the alternate 12-team model, while drawing criticism from some of the Group of Five leaders, is viewed as a compromise to recruit the votes of those within the alliance. In order to expand college football playoff, executives need unanimous support. Enough progress was made last week that executives are optimistic about the expansion to 12 now. And commissioners have even socialized the tales of the new 5-plus-1 model with their conference athletic directors and presidents. For instance, in that format, the group has agreed to play first-round games a week later than originally planned. They will kick off 2 weeks after the conference championship games, which usually are played the first full weekend in December. First-round games would be expected to be at campus sites of the higher seeds, despite some leagues pushing back on that item for weather-related issues. Put your big boy pants on and go play, okay? I'm sorry, it's football, okay? You can't have all the Southern teams always be home. You can't. You can't do that. It's not right, it's not fair, and it's an advantage they've had forever. In every bowl game, hey, great, now Penn State plays Memphis. Now, Penn State's way better than Memphis, but the Memphis fans drove down in droves. Penn State fans had to fly and say, you sit there and go, okay. I see this in bowl games all the time. I'm sitting there. I'm looking at the crowds. Okay. Host schools, especially those located in northern climates, can have the flexibility to move a game to a regionally located indoor stadium of their choice. I say go to Lambeau Field. The alternate 12-team model is a sticking point for some administrators on the Group of Five level. Some describe it as unfair to their leagues and inconsistent with the original mission of the College Football Playoff. The model further creates a dividing line between the two groups with an FBS that are split along revenue-generating lines, something many believe to be a fabricated divide. That said, the model is not likely to change the makeup of the field. Using the subcommittee's 12-team format over the first 7 years, every Power 5 champion would have advanced to the playoff each season except for last year when Oregon wouldn't have made it. That season, Oregon would have been out, surpassed by Cincinnati and Coastal Carolina. This season, by the way, Clemson has collapsed. Wake Forest, still undefeated in conference play. That game with North Carolina, by the way, was a non-conference game. Cincinnati is ranked 7 spots in front of Wake Forest. They think a 12-team playoff in 2024 and 25 would bring in $450 million in additional TV revenue. ESPN says they are flexible on this. A hurdle to clear still deals with the Rose Bowl. They would like to be at 5 o'clock Eastern time on January 1st. There are solutions. The game could be a permanent quarterfinal played each year on that date and time. It could still be the Pac-12 and the Big Ten if they wanted. The alternate proposal, not completely new. Of course, the commissioner that gave its greatest resistance was Mike Oresko from the American Conference. Mike, okay, Cincinnati, UCF, and Houston are all leaving you. and they're leaving you. We brought in six schools. You brought in six schools that make no difference and do not move the needle, Mike. Right? Feel fortunate that you'll have a seat at the table. Seriously, feel fortunate you have a seat at the table. You can resist it all you want. Guess what? Your conference needs the money really more than anybody else out there. You notice how you always hear about the American. You never hear about the Mountain West. Mountain West is a good conference. Not great, awesome, and incredible. Mountain West is a good conference, though. Play some good football out there.